You're surrounded by houses. These blocks of apartments are welcoming you to the city. My city does not look like this. I actually don't live in a city. I'm a local of an area, Haftape. Our buildings are blocks of houses and apartments formed on far apart hills and lands. Where I call it homeland, this vast area of Haftape is connected by water and infinite green fields of sugarcane. I'm walking on a hill. You're passing by beautiful doorsteps. Perhaps you can see wet towels and swimsuits hanging in the balconies, hearing sounds of life overpouring from open windows to the street. I can see a deserted huge pool in front of me. Blue, but empty. I see the residentials of workers far away in a fog of hot air. Empty. This is where I live with my family. It all looks like a mirage to me. This is where I grew up, and it looks unfamiliar to me. Where I'm walking is not a steep hill slope. The fields, kilometers of green lands, are black and burned. My horizon is free. You can't see what is waiting for you unless you get rid of these houses blinding you. I can see. I see my colleagues, comrades, family and friends, all sitting in the park eating dinner together. It's been a week that we share food. It's been 6 months that we're not paid. Do you see the apartments on your left? The houses on your right? Do you live in an apartment building or a house? A villa or a caravan? Are you a nomad? Or do you like to be? I'm a nomad, and I don't have a wish to be. My neighbors, friends, colleagues, and family are all employees of the industrial companies in the area. We're all migrants, even the natives of the Haftape. We come from diverse ethnicities. We even sometimes don't speak the same mother tongue, but we are the locals of Haftape. I keep walking to join others in the park. And I hope you join me.